Welcome to video two of module five. So in this video, we're going to be talking about how the two selves, the integration of the two selves, small self and soul self, is crucial in order to make this work. We're going to talk about how meditation is an important piece of this. We want to talk about the correlation between empathy overload and world events and the news and solar flares and planetary things. We also want to remind ourselves about negotiating the repotting experience. I'll talk about that. We're also going to be talking about how when you work with somebody else, not only do you start to understand human nature better, you start to understand the unification of consciousness and yourself that's reflected there. So it becomes this extraordinary experience when you work with somebody else that goes beyond the mundane, and you'll be amazed. And it's really important to know where you are just before you start a reading with somebody else. You need to know where you're coming from because it's going to affect the reading. So let's go through this in a little bit more detail, or a lot more detail. And I made a lot of notes to make sure that I don't veer off. So when you're getting to neutral, it's not just the decision to say, I'm going to get on my bird, I'm distanced, I'm fine. It's understanding that two selves are in play. One, the small self that needs to be unattached to the outcome, especially when you're about to read for somebody else you don't know. You can't have an attachment to the outcome. You can't, because then you're imposing yourself on the reading and you won't get an accurate feel for a person. You just won't. The soul self is not limited by the past the way the small self is. So remember this, that the reason we go to neutral before you work with somebody else is because your small self is really defined by the past. The soul self is not. So we want to get those two selves in sync. Now, the other one is that the soul self is not inhibited by memory, experience, or the boundaries of limitation that the small self is. So you have, remember, you do come with your life experience and personality, and that's true. Every time you do a reading for somebody else, or you're, you know, sharing your wisdom with somebody else about them, you are literally bringing yourself to the table too. So what we want to do is clear that filter so that your life experience and personality is the smallest amount that's impacting the reading. You need to know, oh, this is me, but the soul is more than me, and the soul sees more. And you always come from the soul self when you're in that observer mode. That's the soul's eyes. So then you don't care whether you're right or wrong at that point. You're completely hootless. And so you're in that state of like, ooh, let's see, this is curious. Oh, I wonder what this person is about. I wonder what this card that's in front of me is going to tell me about them. And then it becomes fun. The small self makes it not fun. I'll tell you that right now. So that's why we want to get in the observer mode, why we want to go neutral. Now, the one thing too about this, the soul self, we would say like, well, why doesn't the soul just override the small self? Why isn't that possible? It's not possible because they need to be integrated. The soul needs the container of the human self in order to have an experience. So we are going to be limited. I brought that up in earlier videos where I talked about the limitations imposed upon each individual because you are unique. So your uniqueness is a good limitation. That's not a bad thing. And the soul is unlimited and sees all possibilities, but you still have a determination here in terms of like when you were born, what family, what culture, what day, you know, how old you are. In the moment, you have a number of limitations imposed upon you by a number of things. Now, the soul self, which is when it's integrated, it's like all of a sudden you call it in, and you call in the soul self the minute you get into the observer. You call in the soul self immediately when you connect to your higher power, to the conscious universe. You open your connection and the soul lights up and can participate now. Otherwise, it's just kind of sitting there going like, da 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 da, when are they going to give me a new experience? And it's not going to impose on you. The small self is the self that runs the human until the human being recognizes that there is something greater. And that is the greatest issue every single human being has after they are born, is we then spend the rest of our lives rediscovering what the baby knows, that we are first a spiritual being before we are a human being. So this is how we operate in this course, and this is so key. And the other thing I think I love about the soul self, because the ego self, or the small self, that's, I prefer the word small self to ego, but thinks the sky is going to fall down, right? If they're wrong, you know, and you know how that feels sometimes, how scared you get, like, oh, I can't do that. Like, oh, what if I'm wrong? What if something bad? What if this is, I don't understand this card. You go there and you start squirp, but the soul does like, well, I don't know. Let's just be curious. Let's just take a look at this and see. And so that's really key, is to remember that that part of you is the part of you that's the one that's going to have a good time and is going to explore this with the other person, as opposed to needing to be right, needing to be on, and being afraid, because fear is the way to shut yourself off from a really beautiful experience. And that's in the domain of the small self. And you get the hang of this when you experience it. You're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. Right now, it sort of sounds like, wee, what's she talking about? But you understand this. Once you do your first one, you're going to know, oh, I know exactly what she's talking about now. When you're in the ego self or the small self is working, you know you're scared, you're nervous, you're and the soul self's in the observer. It's detached. It's like, whatever, I'm going to see. Let's explore. If I'm right, I'm right. If I'm wrong, I'll find out how I could get to a better idea about what this means. Now, why is meditation a key? So meditation calms the mind and enables you to activate different parts of the brain that enables the intuitive part of you to be accessible. When you're in fight flight, we talked about that last module, you cannot access your intuition. You're accessing instinct and you're looking for a perceived threat. Here, we're looking for magic. So we're looking for the perceived magic. Like, where's the magic? Like, let's be open to that. So that's why meditation is so key. I mean, I meditate twice a day, and that helps you during the day. It's like if you sandwich it, and it's up to you. I mean, you have all these meditations to do in this course, and it's going to be up to you how often you do it, but you'll see the results because it brings you into that state of calm receptivity where information can come in, and you don't need to know where it came from. You just know that it's available to you. And that's how intuition works. Remember, it's not going to be logical, and the small self is going to want to try to catch it like chasing a butterfly, and that's just going to make it run away. So one of the things, too, I want to bring up here is empathy overload. So what happens when you work with other people also, you know, and for those of you who are empathic, you know who you are. You're the ones that when the solar flare happens, you look it up on the internet going like, oh my God, now I know. You know, you're feeling very like quivery and there's too much, you know, being in a room with a lot of people might cause you to feel anxious and or you feel the other person in a way that makes it feel very personal and intimate. And that's a beautiful gift of the sensitive empath. That's a beautiful gift. So many of you that come to these courses are empathic, which means you feel other people's feelings and you feel the world around you. So you have to remember too about empathy overload here. You want to ensure that you are aware of what's going on in your environment. And I love to actually tell people to do a media diet when they go on, when they work with this course. The less exposure you have to social media, the less exposure you have to disconcerting news and things like that, the better you are, the less you have access to that. So stay in that positive mindset that, wow, I'm connecting to the universe. I'm searching for my unique, authentic, inspired life. I'm intending something better for myself and others. If you keep yourself focused and keep your attention on that, you'll be less likely to be impacted by your environment. As astrological things like full moons, I can't sleep on a full moon. Like, I want to yell at it. You know? So you might check the moon, the lunar cycles, and see where you're at with that too. So just pay attention to those things because they will affect you. And you just have to remember, oh, that's interesting. That's fine. That's why that's happening. You really will notice it more when you're working with other people. Okay, so we are learning how to track our energy here. And dominant energy is a really key piece. When you work with your cards for yourself, you've learned that in the first four modules. You know that, you know, the cards are going to reflect where you're at. And if you don't know where you're at, the cards will certainly show you where you're at if you're in denial in any way. So you can impose your energy on a reading with somebody else. That's why we like to get super clean and clear before you pick up the phone or get on Zoom or whatever it is that you're going to do to practice with one of your fellow students or somebody that you've chosen to work with. So you want to be very clear. You don't want to come in anxious or angry or, you know, pissed off at your husband or unclear about something. You want to just kind of clear the decks and put them in boxes, and you can return to your resentments after the fact. What you want to do is just come as a blank slate. I always like to ask this very simple thing: relieve me of the bondage of self so that I may better do thy will. Show me how best to serve this person, right? So that's a very simple thing. Relieve me of the bondage of self. So I'm asking the universe, my higher power, I'm saying, I can't relieve me of this bondage of self. You can. I trust my higher power is going to help me clear the decks. And if I get into that neutral zone and my soul is awake, then I know for a fact that I can surrender that and I can just get into it and know that whatever energy that I have brought to the table, I know I can push it aside and be in a neutral, receptive place on behalf of the person I am witnessing with the oracle cards as my guide, right? So it's, you'll get, oh my gosh, once you get the hang of this, it's always gonna be like this. I never, ever, ever approach a reading now without saying that to myself, saying, move me aside. And I literally imagine myself stepping to the left. I'm like, there she is over there. When, especially when I do mediumship, because I get the information this way and Colette's over there. I just like, okay, whatever, and recognize the filter. The more you do this, the more recognition that you're gonna have how you impose your filter on life in general. And then you'll recognize how it's probably not the best choice 90% of the time. Let's talk about this idea of being in one size pot and moving into another. So if you were to imagine when you came to this course, and I've brought this up before, you've come to this course and you are in a specific size pot, right? Like a plant. You know what happens when you see one of your plants that have outgrown the pot, but the pot is like a tight container and there's no way that you can grow outside the container. And typically the plant will suffer as a result of it and its growth will be stunted. And the way a plant grows larger or more beautiful or it's able to be more expansive is if you take the plant in that first pot and repot it in a bigger container. Now, there still has to be a container, which I believe represents the limitations that are good. Like, I'm always going to do this one thing. This is my thing. This is a good limitation. I have found my calling. You'll have your calling, and it'll come in a specific form or container. You want to be in a container. You don't want to just be, like, completely unlimited, because then you won't be you. So that's a good thing. So we take that pot, we break the old pot. That's a little traumatic, right? And that's what happens to us in personal mastery. You end up like moving from one little pot into a bigger pot. And as you know, plants go into shock when they move into a bigger pot. They have to get used to the soil. The roots need time to start to speak to each other because roots talk to each other. And the soil, and you have to tend to it. And that's really what we're doing here. So now we're in this bigger pot that you're now going to include reading for someone else in a very different way than what you would consider the typical passive, person that you're going to just talk to. It's very different here in Oracle School. We teach you a dynamic that's unique. So you got to relax and let yourself get used to your brand new pot. And don't worry, you're in a nice container. I've created the safe container for you in order for you to explore this, right? So you have to trust the container I've made for you to help you find your own personal container of your unique, authentic, inspired life. And you do this by going through these exercises that I've set out for you that are tried and true about how to learn about yourself by working with others and by recognizing what human nature really is so that you have a greater sense of compassion and understanding of people in general once you leave this. And you really do feel differently. So remember that this repotting thing is what's going on. I want to read this piece that I wrote about the soul and why it needs a container. So the soul needs the container of the human body and personality in order to express itself in the material world, right? Like we're here so that we house the soul. The soul stewards us, right? The soul is outside of us as well as inside us, right? So it's out and in. And it's connected to everything and it wants to have an experience. And it's our job to give it an experience. And the soul evolves through the human, right? So the soul is here in a process of evolution. And then we evolve and we actually help the soul because when our body drops, we are no longer animating a specific persona. then that soul self has now evolved into something else. And as a medium, I know we don't die. And I know that this soul self takes on a very, very different idea about what life is and what it means once it's left its body. But your job here with me is to have the best experience you can and give the soul the best experience you can, and allowing the soul to help you while we're here alive and creative, right? Because that's what we're here for. We're here to create a new reality because we can. And it's like playful and art, and this is what we're showing you how to do. So the infinite potential is, in essence, I'm going to talk about limitation again, going to be limited, right? We have infinite potential, but do you want everything? I don't want to be the president of the United States. I don't want to be an opera singer. I don't want, like, there's a million things that are possible, but they aren't possible for me, right? You have to know your limitations that give you a beautiful container in which to grow and expand. So the limits that we have imposed upon us are related to our past. They're related to the conditioning that we were raised in and the ideas and beliefs that we have about ourselves and what's possible. Now, you may have great aspirations, but there's only one Oprah, for example. I must know 30 people that want to be Oprah, but there's only one Oprah. So you'll be your own version of the best self that you can come up with. And that's something to consider. You have optimum potential in your life to become something special. So the limitations that we talk about are really good because it's a container for your talent, for your inspiration, for the gifts you actually have, and then how that's going to manifest in the world, and the willingness on your part to do what it takes to make that happen. For example, if you want to be a famous singer, you have to sing every day, right? If you want to be, an athlete and run in the Olympics, you got to run, right? So are you willing to practice every single day? Those are the kind of things that I want you to think about too. Like, how possible is it for you to become the person that you desire? And that's the questions that we ask here in Personal Mastery is, who do I need to become in order to live that life? And then you start to define yourself and have a better sense of the container that is right for you. Because when it's right for you, you feel amazing, even though it's limited. Like, look at me. I mean, I'm very, very niche and limited in my commitment to oracles. That's tiny, but it's huge for me. Because as a result of my tiny choice, or what was my calling, which is this tiny little sliver, little teeny weeny lane, I have been able to expand and grow in ways that it can help you. See what I'm saying? So you find your beautiful limitations and container, which is a good thing, as you get to know yourself better and what's really possible for you. Okay. So we really are at the stage in the course where we want to see how spirit can communicate to us about someone else. That's what we're doing this time. So it's important, as I mentioned before, that you need to know your point of vantage. We talked about the point of vantage of a person's reading of you when you're looking at your own reading, but what's your point of vantage when you're coming to someone else? And that's just really important for you to know. Oh, here's where I'm standing today. Relieve me of the bondage of self, so that I can be here with curiosity, serving someone else, and I can have fun. Number one, fun, 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 fun. Don't get yourself all in a knot in this module at all. You're gonna have the time of your life if you let yourself. Let's do a quick recap of this video. We talked about the integration of the two selves, the small self, which is the ego, and the soul self, and how important it is that the two come together, that when you open up your connection to the universe and you get neutral, the soul gets a chance to be active in this conversation. It's not just the soul, the small self. Then we talked about how important meditation is. We talked about how empathy overload, you need to watch that and how it shows up for you. Just get to know that so you recognize where you're coming from. You also want to track your energy and know where your dominant energy is. And you want to remember about the analogy of the pot. So we talked about that too, about, you know, what happens when you move from a smaller pot and you move into a bigger pot and how you have to negotiate that experience for a little bit. It's not always that comfortable. And then we're talking about making sure that you know where you're at first before you go to the reading. So I'm going to see you in the next video where we're going to talk about how to continue your daily card reading while you're preparing for reading for others.